This is the reading for August 9th. Proverb 29. Whoever is stubborn after being corrected many times will suddenly be hurt beyond cure. When good people do well, everyone is happy, but when evil people rule, everyone groans. Those who love wisdom make their parents happy, but friends of prostitutes waste their money. If a king is fair, he makes his country strong, but if he takes gifts dishonestly, he tears his country down. Those who give false praise to their neighbors are setting a trap for them. Evil people are trapped by their own sin, but good people can sing and be happy. Good people care about justice for the poor, but the wicked are not concerned. People who make fun of wisdom cause trouble in a city, but wise people calm anger down. When a wise person takes a foolish person to court, the fool only shouts or laughs, and there is no peace. Murderers hate an honest person and try to kill those who do right. Foolish people lose their tempers, but wise people control theirs. If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his officers will become wicked. The poor person and the cruel person are alike in that the Lord gave eyes to both of them. If a king judges poor people fairly, his government will continue forever. Correction and punishment make children wise, but those left alone will disgrace their mother. When there are many wicked people, there is much sin, but those who do right will see them destroyed. Correct your children, and you will be proud. They will give you satisfaction. Where there is no word from God, people are uncontrolled, but those who obey what they have been taught are happy. Words alone cannot correct a servant, because even if he understands, he won't respond. Do you see people who speak too quickly? There is more hope for a foolish person than for them. If you spoil your servants when they are young, they will bring you grief later on. An angry person causes trouble. A person with a quick temper sins a lot. Pride will ruin people, but those who are humble will be honored. Partners of thieves are their own worst enemies. If they have to testify in court, they are afraid to say anything. Being afraid of people can get you into trouble, but if you trust the Lord, you will be safe. Many people want to speak to a ruler, but justice comes only from the Lord. Good people hate those who are dishonest, and the wicked hate those who are honest. Isaiah chapter 3. Understand this. The Lord God, all-powerful, will take away everything Judah and Jerusalem need, all the food and water, the heroes and great soldiers, the judges and prophets, people who do magic and older leaders, the military leaders and government leaders, the counselors, the skilled craftsmen, and those who try to tell the future. The Lord says, I will cause young boys to be your leaders, and foolish children will rule over you. People will be against each other. Everyone will be against his neighbor. Young people will not respect older people, and common people will not respect important people. At that time, a man will grab one of his brothers from his own family and say, you have a coat, so you will be our leader. These ruins will be under your control, but that brother will stand up and say, I cannot help you because I do not have food or clothes in my house. You will not make me your leader. This will happen because Jerusalem has stumbled and Judah has fallen. The things they say and do are against the Lord. They turn against Him. The look on their faces shows they are guilty. Like the people of Sodom, they are proud of their sin. They don't care who sees it. How terrible it will be for them, because they have brought much trouble on themselves. Tell those who do what is right that things will go well for them, because they will receive a reward for what they do. But how terrible it will be for the wicked. They will be punished for all the wrong they have done. Children treat my people cruelly, and women rule over them. My people, your guides, lead you in the wrong way and turn you away from what is right. The Lord takes his place in court and stands to judge the people. The Lord presents his case against the older leaders and other leaders of his people. You have burned the vineyard. Your houses are full of what you took from the poor. What gives you the right to crush my people and grind the faces of the poor into the dirt? The Lord God, all-powerful, says this. The Lord says, the women of Jerusalem are proud. They walk around with their heads held high, and they flirt with their eyes. They take quick, short steps, making noise with their ankle bracelets. So the Lord will put sores on the heads of those women in Jerusalem, and he will make them lose their hair. At that time, the Lord will take away everything that makes them proud: their beautiful ankle bracelets, their headbands, their necklaces shaped like the moon, their earrings, bracelets, and veils, their scarves, ankle chains, the cloth belts worn around their waists, their bottles of perfume and charms, their signet rings, nose rings, their fine robes, capes, shawls, and purses, their mirrors, linen dresses, turbans, and long shawls. Instead of wearing sweet-smelling perfume, they will stink. Instead of fine cloth belts, they will wear the robes of captives. Instead of having their hair fixed in fancy ways, they will be bald. Instead of fine clothes, they will wear clothes of sadness. Instead of being beautiful, they will wear the brand of a captive. At that time, your men will be killed with swords, and your heroes will die in war. There will be crying and sadness near the city gates. Jerusalem will be like a woman who has lost everything and sits on the ground. Isaiah chapter 4. At that time, seven women will grab one man and say, "We will eat our own bread and make our own clothes, but please marry us. Please take away our shame." At that time, the Lord's branch will be very beautiful and great. The people still living in Israel will be proud of what the land grows. Those who are still living in Jerusalem will be called holy. Their names are recorded among the living in Jerusalem. The Lord will wash away the filth from the women of Jerusalem. He will wash the bloodstains out of Jerusalem and clean the city with the spirit of fairness and the spirit of fire. Then the Lord will cover Mount Zion and the people who meet there with a cloud of smoke during the day and with a bright, flaming fire at night. There will be a covering over every person. This covering will protect the people from the heat of the sun and will provide a safe place to hide from the storm and rain.
Chapter 4.
People should think of us as servants of Christ and managers who are entrusted with God's mysteries. Managers are required to be trustworthy. It means very little to me that you or any human court should cross-examine me. I don't even ask myself questions. I have a clear conscience, but that doesn't mean I have God's approval. It is the Lord who cross-examines me. Therefore, don't judge anything before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will also bring to light what is hidden in the dark and reveal people's motives. Then each person will receive praise from God. Brothers and sisters, I've applied this to Apollos and myself for your sake. You should learn from us not to go beyond what is written in Scripture. Then you won't arrogantly place one of us in opposition to the other. Who says that you're any better than other people? What do you have that wasn't given to you? If you were given what you have, why are you bragging as if it weren't a gift? You already have what you want. You've already become rich. You've become kings without us. I wish you really were kings so that we could be kings with you.
As I see it, God has placed us apostles last in line, like people condemned to die. We have become a spectacle for people and angels to look at. We have given up our wisdom for Christ, but you have insight because of Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honored, but we are dishonored.
To this moment, we are hungry, thirsty, poorly dressed, roughly treated, and homeless. We wear ourselves out doing physical labor. When people verbally abuse us, we bless them. When people persecute us, we endure it. When our reputations are attacked, we remain courteous. Right now, we have become garbage in the eyes of the world and trash in the sight of all people. I'm not writing this to make you feel ashamed, but to instruct you as my dear children. You may have countless Christian guardians, but you don't have many spiritual fathers. I became your father in the Christian life by telling you the good news about Christ Jesus. So I encourage you to imitate me. That's why I've sent Timothy to you to help you remember my Christian way of life, as I teach it everywhere in every church. Timothy is my dear child, and he faithfully does the Lord's work. Some of you have become arrogant because you think I won't pay you a visit. If it's the Lord's will, I'll visit you soon. Then I'll know what these arrogant people are saying and what power they have. God's kingdom is not just talk, it is power. When I come to visit you, would you prefer that I punish you or show you love and a gentle spirit?